That was Lee Morgan. I was going to ask if we play extra music today, but you know, it's a holiday kind of period. We'll do this in the future. But I want to comment on something, which is, who can resist? There's a man, Phil, are you aware of Oliver Armstrong? Is his name Armstrong? Yeah, anyway, I'm going to make that up. This singer from Virginia who has a song, Richmond, North of Richmond. Have you heard about this?
I'm aware that there's a phenomenon. I haven't heard the song yet, but I know that a lot of people are talking about it.
They should talk about it. It's interesting culturally to watch. But the comment I would make about it is this is the kind of the real deal, as a couple of professional guys said. You know, if he had a producer, if he had a record company, you know, to promoting, they would have told him he can't sing the song. But he sang the song anyway, because he didn't know anything about that stuff. He's like Elvis. He's standing on a stage, and all of a sudden, people are carrying him around the world. It's a very interesting phenomenon, and basically what you have in that song is a statement that those who are wealthy don't care about us, they don't like us, they kick us, they beat us up, and that the country might be going to hell in a handbasket, is sort of suggested. It has, as people point out, some negative elements. And I would tell you that's because it's actually a product of working class culture. And, of course, working class culture can't be permitted. It has to be suppressed. It also has to be lectured, beat about their ears, and people have to fly in from the East Coast to tell them how to do things. But really what it is anger, class anger, real serious class anger. And immediately the people arrived trying to sign the guy up, you know, endorsed this guy, endorsed that guy. And so far, they haven't succeeded. But a lot of silliness has happened around. I urge you to listen to it. It's called Richmond. He's a clever kid. Richmond, North of Richmond. I have news for him, of course, that there are also Richmond in Richmond. And they don't like you either. They think that you can be treated like a dog. And he points that out. One of the great things in the song is he says, they think you're stupid, but I know you're not. I like that. I think that's a great point. He doesn't claim to be some kind of progressive messiah. He's just telling in the song, and who knows, you know, they talk about context. There's going to be context upon context piled on. Many people should remind everybody, there was a song, Phil, and you would know about this, that took the country by storm half a century ago called 16 Tons. And
yeah, I was one of the kids who got taken by storm.
Everybody said, man, that he's got it. You load 16 tons, and what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me. I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. And listen, that was great. And the people, but you know, see, they're knocking this young man. His real name is Chris, but Oliver is the first name.
Oliver Anthony.
Yeah. Oliver Anthony.
Yeah, yeah.
Bless your heart, Oliver. Yeah. So anyhow, why didn't they notice that in the song, the singer at that point was Ernie Ford, said, you see me coming, you better step aside. A lot of men didn't, and a lot of men died. So you're talking about a brawler, indeed, a killer. So why didn't they get on his case and say, and you can't say that. Come on, give everybody a little bit of space to say what they have to say. And, of course, by the way, you don't have to listen if you don't like it. But a man named Billy Bragg decided he was going to jump in and say something. And patronizingly, I don't know, you know Billy Bragg? Oh, never mind. Yeah, you do, and you could care less. Billy Bragg said that Willie Guthrie had visited him and whispered in his ear that he should help this young man out. And you know what he did? He wrote a song saying, "You should join the union." Okay. Now, all right. Personally, I got to tell you, if Woody Guthrie visited you, he didn't say, "Join the union." He talked about taking power, and as quickly as you could do it. He wasn't just a guy recruiting people to join the union. So I want to read you something from the Bible, because this young man read this. It's from Psalms 37, and he read it to a crowd in Virginia. And it says, "Soon the wicked will disappear. You may look for them, but you won't find them. But the humble will possess the land and enjoy prosperity and peace. The wicked man plots against the good man and glares at him with hate. But the Lord laughs at wicked men because he knows they will soon be destroyed. The wicked draw their swords and bend their bows, but to kill the poor and needy, to slaughter those who do what is right. But they will be killed by their own swords, and their own bows will be smashed. The little that a good man owns is worth more than the wealth of all the wicked, because the Lord will take away the strength of the wicked, but protect those who are good. The Lord takes care of those who obey him, and the land will be theirs forever. They will not suffer when times are bad. They will have enough in time of famine, but the wicked will die. The enemies of the Lord will vanish like wildfire flowers. They will disappear like smoke." See, I want...
Amen.
Yeah, amen.
Amen.
Can I get an amen? Amen. I want somebody to call Billy Bragg and say, "Maybe you need to go to school, Billy. This guy doesn't seem to be talking about, another 2 cents an hour or 20 cents over 4 years. He's talking about eliminating those who treat us like dogs." That's what he's saying. Now, maybe he shouldn't be allowed to say it. I'm sure that somebody would pass a law.
Oh, but there's a law that he can't say that on the radio.
You can't read the Bible.
Well, they have that problem, don't they?
By the way, that's a book of Psalms. That's 37. Look it up yourself. But at any rate, according to Shay, we're about done. Shay almost sounds like Che. Do you notice that? This is the Taylor Report, CIUT 89.5 FM. See you next week.